Tokenized gold Q1 2026 spot volume. Already exceeds all of 2025, tokenized gold has crossed a threshold. The segment has chased for 2 years. Spot trading volume across on-chain gold products in Q1 2026 has already exceeded the full year 2025 total, according to CoinGecko data shared by Wu Blockchain on May 11th. The shift signals that what was a niche commodity wrapper through most of 2024 and 2025 is now one of the faster scaling pieces of the tokenized real-world asset market. Bitcoin sits at $80,693 as of May 11, 2026, up 0.1% on the day, and gold continues to trade near its multi-year highs. That backdrop matters. The on-chain gold pickup is not happening in spite of strong spot gold. It is happening alongside it, a volume crossover hidden inside a small segment. For most of 2024 and 2025, tokenized gold sat in a strange spot. The market cap had grown to several billion dollars between Tether Gold, XAUT, and Paxos Gold, PAXG. But daily turnover was thin. That made gold tokens look more like a niche custody wrapper than a real trading venue. CoinGecko's Q1 2026 reading flips that picture. Spot volume year-to-date has already cleared the 2025 total in roughly a quarter of the time, which means the average daily turnover has stepped up sharply rather than drifting higher. The change tracks two parallel stories. First, gold itself has been on an extended run, attracting both flight capital and momentum flows. Second, the broader tokenized real-world asset market just crossed $30 billion in total market cap, with treasuries leading and commodities filling in behind. Gold tokens are riding both currents at the same time, the venues carrying the flow. The two dominant products are still Tether Gold and Paxos Gold, with smaller listings on a handful of exchanges and on chain venues. Their pitch has not changed. Each token is backed by a fixed amount of allocated physical gold, redeemable through the issuer, and trades 24/7 on crypto venues, instead of being tied to LBMA or COMEX trading hours. That 24/7 wrapper is the part that has become more valuable in 2026. Several teams have built weekend price discovery frameworks around XAUT and PAXG specifically because CME gold futures go dark on Friday afternoon and reopen Sunday evening. A token that never closes becomes a useful hedging instrument for the funds and market makers that need to mark gold exposure during off hours. The volume surge implies that hedging case is now translating into real flow, not just theoretical demand. The broader RWA stack picks up speed. Coinbase listed gold and silver perpetual futures for non-US traders earlier this month, and Binance reported a $100 billion cumulative volume milestone on its gold futures product in April. Those are derivatives venues, separate from the spot tokens, but they share the same underlying trend. Crypto rails are absorbing more of the gold trading day. For tokenized RWAs specifically, the segment composition is starting to look more balanced. Treasuries dominated 2024 and 2025, driven by BlackRock's Buidl and Ondo's products. Gold is now the second meaningful pillar. Real estate, private credit, and equity products remain smaller, but are growing in their own right. Spot volume is the harder signal. Spot volume is a more honest growth signal than market cap. A token's market cap can rise simply because the underlying asset price went up, which is partly what gold has done. Spot volume, by contrast, requires actual buyers and sellers transacting at that mark. Q1 2026 clearing the full 2025 volume total means liquidity is genuinely thicker, not that the mark has just moved. That distinction is what would interest a treasury team or a market maker evaluating whether to use XAUT or PAXG as a working position rather than a static reserve. Thicker spot books shrink slippage, which is the single biggest reason tokenized commodity wrappers have struggled to attract serious flow until now. Practical context for users. For retail holders, tokenized gold has always carried two layers of cost beyond the gold spread itself. There is an issuer custody fee, which is typically modest, and there is the bid-ask on whichever venue you are trading. If you are buying small amounts, the venue spread can dwarf the custody fee. Higher Q1 spot volume should pull venue spreads down, which would translate into cheaper, effective access to gold for the long tail of holders. For anyone holding gold tokens inside an active trading strategy or a stablecoin treasury, the upgrade matters more. tighter spreads, and deeper liquidity make it realistic to use XAUT or PXG as collateral, as a hedging leg against equity or crypto exposure, or as a short-term parking spot during stablecoin redemption cycles.